People, first of all, how are you doing? I hope you're good. Welcome back to Chima Chat's Foot. We took a two-week hiatus with the opening two draws of the season, so we really didn't miss too much. Welcome back to... It's a meme, and it's like this guy sitting in a room engulfed in flames, like, this is fine. I left, and here's the thing. Double cup winners last year, got to the final of the Champions League, played in every competition, you know, till the end. We're currently, I believe, I didn't care to check, but I think we're 14th or 16th or something like that right now in the Premier League with two draws and, of course, this loss to Man U to open up the season. Not exactly something we expected. Not exactly something that we wanted, but, you know, here we are. And I really think that this team has to have a gut check at the current moment, because so many players are absolute shadows of themselves. So many players are not performing up to expectations. So many players are seemingly running out of ideas and have no ability to affect a game. And for me, that is the most alarming thing. You know, I we normally do the breakdown. This is Chima Chat's Foot. Want to welcome everybody back to our kickoff episode of the season. Everybody around the world supporting, you're awesome. But we got to go on our journey right now. But we didn't appear for minute one to be in the game. And like I was going to say, I normally do the midfield defense attack, but all areas were lacking for the most part, particularly the midfield. You know, maybe we'll start there. But, you know, we have Milner, we have Elliott. And it's just like, it's strange because Fabinho should be playing. You know what I mean? He should be playing. Henderson should be starting a big game as well. But Fabinho's form has been so bad over the past, I don't know, I want to say 9-10 months. It's just been average to poor every single game. I mean, for the goal last week, he's simply beaten on the halfway line. The Palace had him on strings. Eze terrorized him in the back line the entire game. No one could get close to him. And it's like, well, Fabinho, this is away to Manchester United. Your starting defensive midfielder, he needs to play. This is a big game. Jordan Henderson, team captain, center mid, away at United. He needed to play. And, you know, he did. But his performance led to the second goal. He saw the, you know, a ball dropped in midfield. It's still anybody's game at that point. And his miscontrol allows the chain of events for Martial to collect the ball and Rashford to finish. And I'm just like, this is the same Man United that is losing by hatfuls of goals to teams like Brighton and Brentford. This is the same team. And all of a sudden, we have nothing for them. We couldn't trouble them. Rashford, I mean, listen, go back to any popular Manchester United beat or anybody who knows the club. Rashford was, they were trying to say, get him out of here. Send him to XYZ club. He's been linked to, like, we don't want him at the club anymore. His confidence was so down that, I mean, he hadn't scored an important goal for them in ages. You can ask a Man United fan, they'll tell you. And all of a sudden, he's looking like, he's looking like, you know, prime Henri gliding into the box and finishing. And I'm like, what is going on? How bad are we? We have to start. The midfield is, anytime Milner and Henderson play together, people like to crap on that midfield. But listen, James Milner and Jordan Henderson are good players, when they're used correctly. Maybe, and I was talking to my buddy who's a gooner. I was like, listen, James Milner, he's been here since 2015. Jordan Henderson, he's been here since, I don't know, I want to say, he's definitely been here for a decade, over a decade now, because his 10-year anniversary was last year. So these are players that, like, how can you honestly expect, you know, that to go well? And is that, that's a conversation about FSG. That's a conversation about the structure, the model, the entire thing. But we're concerned about how it plays out on the field, on the pitch. That's what matters. And you have Virgil van Dijk, who, you know, will go to the defense. Joe Gomez, some, there's a meme, and it's this Italian coach. And he's like, sometimes good, sometimes shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Joe Gomez was. Sometimes he was good. Sometimes he just wasn't good and was shaky. And would, there's a certain way of dealing with defensive situations that good defenders make it. They just make it the most minimally invasive, minimal fuss process as possible. And that's what Virgil used to do. But we have Virgil here. The first goal, Sancho has an interstate highway to shoot the ball. You understand me? Like, the guy, Bruno Fernandes is literally gesturing, shoot it here, it's open. And Virgil is like doing this weird hands behind his back, like that whole like jockeying thing. And just, he does that for a solid 2 seconds. Allows Jadon Sancho, who has never scored an important goal for United. You know what I mean? Like, again, these are players who have never scored important goals for the club. We're reviving the club. And guess what? He scores Old Trafford loud. Loud. People forget this is still Man United. And this is still a very tough place for us to go and get results. You know? The defense was awful. Virgil van Dijk has been alarmingly bad. And that's the thing. When you have high standards, that's why you got to respect Messi and Ronaldo with their pomp. You can't have an off day. Sorry, when you're at Real Madrid, I mean, they'll whistle their own players. They do it all the time. You know what I mean? Like, and especially if you're a foreigner, they're super not, your leash is short, so to speak. So I just feel like I have no idea what prompted this slide. Trent is just not on it. He looks lackadaisical half the time. It's strange. It's almost like, I mean, I remember Virgil yelling at people all over the pitch, like, but he can't do that because he's not playing well. And Trent and Virgil on that side, I think maybe it just coalesces into just poor performance. They were awful. Allison, I can't really rate him or fault him for much of anything. He was doing his best with what he was given. Robertson was industrious, but largely blunt. You know, he didn't really make any, too many incisions into the game. And, the defense, man, I can't get over how I like Joe Gomez, but I don't want to see Joe Gomez starting. You know, and this kind of brings us to our side topic. The injuries are piling up, but I don't like to complain about injuries. We did that. And it's funny, Joe Gomez and Van Dijk last started, the last game that they started together, Villa 7-2. If you remember that, really just awful day. You understand what I'm saying? So it's the injury crisis. But yeah, you know, big squad, should have spent, they spent money, yada yada yada. I get that 100%, but we're missing Jota so bad right now. We have Jota gets that first. I was watching with some buddies, and they were talking about how Jota gets the first dirty goal, gets a little header, he nicks him behind. We need that. He also has the same bastard that Darwin Nunez has in him, but it's controlled. He can also play multiple positions. We're really, really missing that right there. Thiago, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita, right? These are all players that are, for some reason or another, not able to impact the squad. Most consistently is injury. That's their most consistent reason. And it's like, again, we need these players for games like this. That midfield was just bizarre. Fabinho ended up getting subbed on, made no impact. He was still slow, still getting bypassed. I remember how great Fabinho was and how proud I was to have such a cultured defensive midfielder. Break up the play, long passing, technique, the occasional long range goal. Fabinho was about it. And then he would always have spells where his form would go up and down, but he would always have to take like 2-3 games to get started. But once he did that, he ramped up, he was good. Now I have no idea what this player is capable of as far as performances. It was shocking. Mo Salah was busy, but not really super effective. He ends up getting a goal back. The players we had to talk about, Harvey Elliott, you know, there was the question, another question that was raised when we were watching it. You know, what does Harvey Elliott really do? And I kept saying, that's what he does. This is what he does. He loses the ball occasionally, but he's the only midfielder with the techers to try something. And he created several dangerous opportunities for us. He played very well. When Carvalho was subbed on, he ended up helping to create the goal. So that shouldn't be the case, though. Away at Old Trafford, our two best players are under 20 years old. They're just kids. So does that speak to investment? Does that speak to training? Does that speak to health? What does that speak to? You know, at the end of the day, I wish that Darwin Nunez was on the pitch. You know, that was so, it was so dumb of him to do. We severely missed him up front. We can transition to up front. Like I said, Salah was industrious, got a goal, so I can't fault him too much, but wasn't amazing. It's like Firmino, man. I love Firmino. All Liverpool fans really love Firmino, but man, Firmino is not playing well. He just doesn't look dynamic enough to make any impact on the game. You know, Firmino used to get the ball in the midfield, play a little 1-2. His underrated knack was his pressing. He used to really be a press machine. He used to pick the defender's pocket a lot of times, put him into corners, but it's like he just can't move. So Man United just put 4 in the box, 2 in front of them, and just made it so hard to get through, which is their right. And we just gave them so much belief. That's a 20-something game Premier League streak, unbeaten, gone. You know what I mean? That's a unbeaten streak against Man United, gone. So with the window being open for a little bit longer, they need to dip in there and get somebody. You know, I kept saying, man, this would be a great game for Minamino. People forget, like, to come off the bench, because Minamino can get stuck in. He can be in that 9-10 role. And he has that. Minamino has great close control in the box. Like, if you're asking me, I would have played Minamino over Firmino 100%. Maybe that's being a hindsight merchant. But Minamino scored 10 goals last year. You know what I mean? He left because, A, we had to balance the books. We had to sell to buy, which is what we always have to do. But he also wanted to play regularly, so we couldn't offer him that. We really could have used him today, somebody to get in there and offer something different. We were just, we were awful, man. Like, I hate that those cool icy white kits are going to be associated with this. But, man, we were awful, and we've been awful all year long. It's the whole, oh, the Liverpool miss Sadio Mane. I'm like, you mean the person who has scored like 28% of our goals over the past 6 years? Yeah, we're going to miss that guy. Like, don't be so dense. But we got to spend more. That's just what it means, you know? We had no ideas. We had no clue about how to. We made United look so good, and this is a team that held 4-0, 3-0. You know what I mean? Like, they're not great. They're not great. But my football coach used to say, if you let a sorry team hang around with you long enough, they'll find a way to beat you. And that's what happened here. You know, so what happens next? I don't know. A lot of injuries. Thiago is, you know, a great player, but this has always been the case with him. He always spends 4 to 6 weeks every 3-4 months on the injury table. And it's just like, that is not someone you can rely on to give you minutes. Because if Thiago's playing, he would have helped us. But now all of a sudden, Fabinho's a liability. James Milner and Henderson, we shouldn't be starting someone who's been in the club a decade. We shouldn't be doing that. We're looking at Bellingham. We're looking at the other Nunes, the midfielder. We're doing all these things, but what we're not doing is getting the checkbook out. Thank you for Darwin Nunes, but he's going to be very raw as is. And we can clearly see he's going to take some adjustment to get to this league. So, yeah, it just overall was not looking great. At no point did I think we were going to win. I wouldn't be begging for a tie at the onset of the game, but they scored within 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, I'm like, let's get a point and get out of here. That's not the mindset that we need. So is it Klopp not being able to get the best out of the players? Is it the players simply... We've needed a refresh for a long time. I mean, how many times have you seen Jordan Henderson start a game? Do you remember 2 seasons, 3 seasons ago, maybe more, when James Milner played a whole season at right back? Or was it left back? Either one. He played a whole season there. These people have been around for a long time, is my point. And the squad needs a refresh. Are we going to get it? FSG, they got to spend some money. I'll tell you, we could use another defensive midfielder. And I always wonder why we don't go for the older player on a free transfer, or the younger the player with something to prove, right? We need another defensive midfielder. We need another 8. We need another, I would say, two attacking wide players, or an attacking wide player and a backup striker. We need a lot of cover that I do not believe we're going to get. So that's really just it right now, people. Not looking good, bruv. Not looking good. It's not looking good for Liverpool right now. But we're early in the season. We're a couple games in. We've navigated worse, right? But we don't want to go back to not being able to close objectives and being this far behind, especially on a weekend where City dropped points, Chelsea dropped points. You know, it could have been time to gain ground, but essentially we absolutely lost it. So we'll be continuing to fight, people. We're not giving up, but we need some serious soul searching at the club to determine how we're going to make this thing work. Anyways, got to love you and leave you. I'm out. Be good to yourselves. Be good to one another. This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot. We need to relax. You'll never walk alone. All that good stuff will be fine. Be good, people. I'm out.